Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Hang on. I'll put him on two there.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Kevin?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, yeah. You sound very chill, very relaxed. I suppose you would be 6 months on from winning the biggest ever cash prize in Irish radio, €200,000. How are you feeling? How are you getting on?
It's good. It's kind of sunk in there, to be fair. It took a while. It definitely took a while. But, it's all good. Yeah.
Good.
Happy out.
We were just listening to it there, and we were off. We'd been doing our Christmas party, and we were all over the place while Barry was making the call to you, and it was all hijinks. And listening back to it there, it was like, it was the last Friday before Christmas. Is that right?
It was, yeah. It certainly was, yeah. I haven't actually listened to it.
Wow, you can hear in your voice. Well, it was that thing of just presuming, oh, this is a wind up. Someone's taking the mickey. It's one of the lads. It's one of my friends having a joke. But then you realised, you could hear, hang on, I think this is actually him.
Yeah, that was it. And that's exactly how it was. Yeah, just that kind of first few seconds, it was like, this isn't real, like you said, and then it kind of just sunk in slowly and slowly. And kind of, yeah, definitely.
You had your baby girl in your arms. She'd just woken up. What's her name?
It's Emily.
Emily.
Yeah, she's almost three. Yeah, she's three now in October. So, she was giving me some funny looks, but...
You're trying to keep it together and not spook her out.
I did. Yeah, exactly. And I kind of failed. But actually, the funny thing was, I actually just had taken the phone off silent. Because, as you said, she'd just woken up, so it was on silent when she was asleep. So, it's funny how things work out.
Oh my God, you could have missed it. Because the way it worked, did you realize? Well, you wouldn't have realized this. He tried someone else first, and they didn't pick up.
I didn't realize till I saw the video. I tried to watch the call back on the video, but I didn't see too much of it now, to be honest. I couldn't listen to it myself. But yeah, I only realized that at the time, that Barry had tried to call someone before me.
And it went to four rings then with you. You very nearly missed it as well. And then...
And the private number issue, you wouldn't be thinking. I wasn't thinking. Like, you send a text to enter and then you kind of just forget about it. Like, you know, you really never think it's going to happen.
So. Yeah. We're always saying it. We're always like, look, don't pick up private numbers. I have a rule myself. Never pick up a private number. I'm like, block number or number I don't recognize, I'm not picking it up. But if it's between 3 and 4 on a weekday, we're picking it up. That's the only exception. If it's a block number or a number you don't recognize between 3 and 4 on a weekday, make the sacrifice. So you were at home holding Emily. What were you thinking? Was Christmas all done and dusted? Were you all ready to do Christmas 23?
Christmas was all sorted at that point. I suppose the biggest thing I was thinking was, I suppose, first of all, to try and believe it. And then after that, I suppose the first thing that came into my head was, how do I tell Lorraine, kind of my wife, how do I explain this to her? Like, you know, she was only coming home at that time.
Okay.
So that was the next thing. And then you kind of start thinking, you know, maybe what I'll spend it on, obviously a car, I think I mentioned on the call, and kind of other things after that, you know.
How did you tell Lorraine, and how did she react?
I think she thought I was winding her up, first of all, and then she kind of realised I probably wouldn't do that, and then she's thinking he's definitely, you know, he's getting scammed or he's kind of losing his mind or something here. But again, took her a few minutes, kind of convinced her it was real. And then obviously we heard Lorraine listened to the call back. Again, I didn't. I just couldn't.
Is it just the bit like the, was it the nervousness or were you kind of
listen to yourself back, I suppose, in a situation like that, you know?
I suppose a lot of people have that kind of thing of like, oh my God, is that what I sound like? But I suppose it's such an intense moment.
I suppose my biggest advice is to anyone on Friday is to have your phone off silent.
Don't put the child, let the child stay up. Don't put her to bed. Don't worry about waking her. Take it off silent, make sure you answer it.
Definitely, because I don't know, like, I suppose if I had to miss the call and then see a private number, you know, do you start thinking then it was after 3 o'clock and how do you feel after that then, you know?
No, well, what I always say is if anyone ever texts in and says I missed a call, we're like, oh no, it's fine. It wasn't the cash machine. It wasn't. It's best to it wasn't meant to be. Never think about it. No. Never think about it. So did you buy a car? What'd you buy?
We actually did. We bought a new Hyundai Tucson.
Oh, lovely. Very sensible.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was. There's a few other bits and pieces kind of around the house to be done. So, we kind of kept it. It's nice. It's lovely. And kept it, as you said, I suppose, sensible enough, like, you know, not going too mad with that. But we'll definitely do something nice as time goes by. I suppose at the moment, it was as you put it, the sensible stuff, the car, trying to get the house and stuff finished as well.
Yeah, were you long in the house or did you have a lot to do?
So the house, I suppose they were in the house since 2019, but there's still stuff to finish and obviously kind of stuff outside, you know, yourself. And then obviously, you know, put something away for Emily as well, the sensible stuff. But then we'll kind of look at the treating ourselves or me treating Lorraine or something, you know?
Yeah, the silly money, the stupid spending. You got to do a little bit of that as well, because you've been very grown up. How old are you?
35.
35, you're mid-30s, one baby, and you're still being sensible. Jesus, fair play to you. Do you know what?
I know.
If it was me 6 months later, I'd be surprised if I had 6 grand left out of the 200.
Well, that's it, you know. I suppose, for a second you have that, I can retire a moment, but then you realise that that while it's great and it's a lot of money, you still have to probably go back to work, you know, which is where I am now.
It's nice to feather your nest. Were you off that day? Because it's not often you get
the I was. Yeah, that's why I think it was kind of maybe meant to be, because if I was in work, the phone would have been in the drawer and it probably would have been on silent or maybe turned off, you know, yourself. And I definitely would have missed it. So, yeah, it was just pure luck that I was off.
Mind the baby. What do you do?
I work in recruitment, Ray. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, I'd be giving you a call after 4:30 anyway. I'm always on the lookout for the new opportunities.
I don't think I could deal with your wages now, could I?
I'm very affordable. Very, very affordable. We know you've got the money anyway. You've definitely got the cash in the bank. Huge congrats to you and Lorraine and Emily. I suppose we're all getting very excited again. The biggest ever cash prize in Irish radio, that's on Friday. And you're the only one to have done it before. You seem to be enjoying it anyway. And it's good to hear. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.